This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, we'll continue with learning the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this week and possibly the next week, and then we'll begin learning about the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah ta'ala. Today's name is Al-Hadi. Last week we looked at Al-Jabbar. Today we try to understand who is Al-Hadi. Al-Hadi, Azza wa Jal, Allah, is the one who guides. He is the guide. And his name comes in this form in the Quran twice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in Surah Al-Hajj and Surah Al-Furqan. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Lord, who is our guide, and He helps us in everything we go through in life. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as our guide in life, the one who gives us Hidayah. We know this term, we hear it all the time. Hidayah. Hidayah comes from Allah, we say. Guidance comes from Allah. And so guidance is broken up into four categories that we will learn for today, inshallah ta'ala. Four categories of guidance. Keep it in mind, they're very simple and very easy. First off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the one who guides, has created us before guiding us. As in, Allah mentions, الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. Allah wa ta'ala, He created us and everything that's around us and gave us this world and gave us this life that we have, that we're living. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. And He wrote for everything to be and to happen and to take place. The qadr, the pre-decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been written for us even before we came to this world. As in, even before we physically were here on this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that after that, He gives us hidayah. But hidayah only comes from Allah in these four categories, as we said we will learn, inshallah ta'ala. First off, general hidayah, general guidance. What kind of guidance is this? You'll find this guidance in humans. You'll find it in animals. For example, when someone is born, right? Or even an animal is born, they know who their mother is. When a child is born, the child knows who their mother is. The child then knows when they're hungry to eat, or what soothes them is to eat. Where do they get food from? Do they go to the superstore or Loblaws or No Frills? No. A baby automatically knows where the food is going to come from. And the moment that, you know, they feel that feeling on their lips, the baby starts to drink. Who taught the baby to drink? Al-Hadi. Who taught the baby who to drink from? Al-Hadi. Who taught the child that their mother is leaving them, the father is leaving them, they're all alone in the room, they're 2 years old, they're scared, it's nighttime, it's dark, they're crying. Who do they want? They want their mom, they want their dad. Anyone else who walks into the room, they don't want to see them. Who guided them to their mother and father? Al-Hadi. When it comes to speech, when we need to talk, do we communicate with our eyes? We know that as human beings, we become innovative, so we used to use the Morse code, and we have all these different types of communication nowadays. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the ability to speak. So speech is also something that came from Allah. We were guided to use our mouth and our tongue and our voice in certain ways to communicate the things that we feel, the things that we think, and how we want to transmit a message. We also see, in terms of general guidance, my brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set forth so many things for us in our life that we don't even think of. That is what falls under the general guidance or general hidayah that comes from Allah Azza wa Jal and Hadi. The second category of guidance is guidance to follow what is right or what is wrong. What path are you going to choose in life? Which way are you going to live? And when we say Islam is a religion, a lot of people will challenge that statement. A lot of religious Muslims will challenge and say, no, it's not a religion, it's a way of life. It is the way of life that we were brought here in this world upon. It is the fitrah that we understand and we know where we came from and where we're going. And so the second category, after general hidayah, the second one is your deen, your path. What do you choose? And the third category depends upon the second one, which we'll take in the second half of this khutbah, inshallah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله استغفره إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبي الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, the third category of guidance or of hidayah is hidayah of the heart. Guidance of the heart. Once you chose your path, once you've chosen your way in life, your deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us to do what is right according to that. Or if someone chooses what's wrong and they choose to live in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He continues to guide them down that road. They chose to disobey Allah. Well, here, this is your GPS, your map towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we choose the right path, then our hearts need to be guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides our hearts to go towards what is right and what is true, which links to the fourth and last category. On the Day of Judgment, those who stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receive that guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they call out,
Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهُ.
They praise Allah for guiding them to what was true and what was right and keeping them upon that path. Constant guidance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that last category is guidance to either paradise or to hellfire. Guidance to what is true and right in this life leads towards the path of paradise. And hidayah towards what is wrong and evil because of the choice that the human makes is going to lead towards Jahannam. May Allah save every single one of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our salah all the time for hidayah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now as well to shower His peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam. المبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are guided, who are used for this guidance, and who are a means of guidance to reach others. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of our sins and our mistakes in this life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts and to strengthen our iman, and to strengthen our Quran, and to strengthen our nearness to the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our children, and protect their children, and to protect their children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who show the best example of the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this pandemic from upon us. Ya Allah, you have the power. You are the one who guides towards what is right and what is wrong. Guide us to do what is right and what is true and what is best for us in this life, leading towards Jannah to fulfill those who are أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Your attention. Please make sure your cell phone's silent. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا Amen.
قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاكم الله خير ministers for your patience and understanding with the whole process of coming and going. Please try not to remain behind for yourself the space available for the next congregation. Please remember to be as generous as possible in your donations on your way out. And remember Al-Hadi when you set your GPS where you're going. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set that path for us already. Allah Yahweh peace and I'm on the Allah.